1300 01 1170. We're about to chat to Troy Phillips from First Point Mortgage Brokers. In the meantime, plenty of text messages around hitting icebergs. Now, this one came in from Sparman. He's talking, he said, boys, apologies, it's not sport. However, this certain drinking group up there in Northern England hit an iceberg once upon a time. So what they used to do, Finchie, this drinking group up there in the north of England in a little pub, they would watch a show called Grand Designs.
Yep.
And the host was a bloke called Kevin MacLeod, right? And what they had ascertained over a number of years is that in each and every episode, his favourite word was bespoke. So he'd quite often say this bespoke chair or however he'd use it, but it would come out every episode. So what they'd do when they'd meet up this group, they would, every time he said bespoke, they would scull a pint, right? So years later, and this would go on for years, Grand Designs was a host, Kevin MacLeod. So he got wind of what this pub was doing, right? So in one particular episode, he said bespoke 20 times.
And their pints over there too.
Yeah. So he got these this drinking group to absolutely hit an iceberg there. Anyway, there you go. 1300 01 1170 is the way to get involved. Time now to speak to our man, Troy Phillips from First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty sure, be certain. And I'll tell you this, Finchie. There are about 25 million people in Australia. This bloke would have to be in the top handful when it comes to knowing about all things finance. He is from First Point Mortgage Brokers. I'm pleased to say Troy's on the line. G'day, Troy.
Joel, Finchie, how you going, guys?
Going all right, mate. Well, let's start with this, Troy. We're going to get into many topics in this particular chat. We're always rushed. We're not as rushed today. Can you tell us what you think the Australian bid to become successful, having won the Olympics, bid to host in 2032 in Brisbane? What does that mean for everyone?
Well, mate, you go back to 2000 and it was the first time. It's probably like the time we won the America's Cup and we were jumping for joy. This one sort of got a bit lost with Japan and COVID. But you've got to think, I think it's 11 years till it comes. Sydney was about 7, so
yeah.
You're going to get the Summer Olympics. And but people forget the Paralympics, which we're going to get in Brisbane and Australia in 2032. So it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's going to fill employment. If you're a young tradie now, or you're a person at school who's looking at getting into business, it's gonna fill their boots. If you're a guy who's in a business and is gonna grow, I mean, I was a young guy at a bank, and looked after a plumber, and I remember he got the deal to do the Sydney Aquatic Centre, and now he's a very big plumbing business, and he lives down on the water at Lurline Bay, and there's just some of the stories out of this, and you know, I think the Olympics have got a bit more control on it. Now, they don't expect as much capital to be spent as the old days. I think there's a bit of a sensibility about what we should spend, but I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for Australia and for you know, Brisbane, southeast Queensland. And I think there's going to be some, you know, flow-on effects to the Gold Coast, Noosa, Townsville. You just have to think about all the new hotels, roads, airports, you know, not to mention all the lead-up events you get as well.
And not to be Troy.
Go on.
I was just saying, not to be a Debbie Down on the situation, but are there any downsides to, like, linked to hosting an Olympic Games?
Well, mate, you've got to look at, yeah, I think in the past, which it has been, I mean, there's a big hangover. I think there's, I don't remember back to Sydney. I think Sydney was so exciting and we got some great outcomes from it. I mean, Homebush Stadium's a bit of a problem. I think it costs about $30 million to support. It's out in the middle of nowhere, so building big stadiums like that, I think it's had its day. I think they're going to redo the Gabba with 50 or 60,000, which is probably smarter. Doesn't seem as many people. And that can leave you with a massive debt. But if it leaves Brisbane, and we're probably going to do it smarter than most because Aussies do it pretty well. If it leaves Brisbane with, you know, a bigger economy, more people, better facilities, it puts it on the map, because they've got some, you know, Queensland's a wonderful place and they've got some pretty good things to show the rest of the world. So, you know, other than, you know, London spent about $18 billion, I think, on the Olympics and got about $5 billion back from what I read. But KPMG did that. They're accountants and they help with the bid, so they're probably telling porkies. But they say they're going to spend $5 billion on the bid. The other outcome is we have to listen to politicians talk about it. So the ones that win it never usually get to present it. So there'll be a whole lot of rorts on the way through. There's always a rort.
Yeah.
It's not an Olympics or a building fiasco unless there's a few rorts on the way through.
It's only a rort if you're not in on it, that's for sure.
Well, that's what we're hoping we can all get in on it, but we'll be cut out. The lawyers will be the next ones in after all the tradies. We'll just be doing our best talking about it.
The Oscar De La Hoya is just from an investment point of view, and people have got to get their own advice, of course, but you guys do specialise in finance at First Point Mortgage Brokers, Troy. Straight away when we won the Olympics, I thought to myself, gee, is it time to go and invest in Brisbane? Is that the time to be? And What do you make of that sort of idea?
Well, mate, it's 11 years away, and I think Brisbane, if you look at it, Brisbane's probably on the way back. It's had a massive oversupply around the city. But you've got to do. I mean, in between now and when we get the Olympics, there'll be a whole lot of other things you never expect. Like, you know, whoever expected COVID? Yeah. There'll be things that'll be really good things for the economy. There'll be things that'll be terrible. So over 11 years, if you buy and you, the only day that matters is the day you buy and you sell and you do your DD, you should be all right. And you know this, Joel, because you know, as a young footballer, you get involved. If you get caught out by property spruikers trying to push over price property where they're getting big kickbacks. And the first thing they mention is buy now, you'll double your money because of the Olympics. Well, run a mile, because they're only in there. They'll use the Olympics as a marketing ploy, nothing else. So Brisbane's obviously a great city. It's got a lot of growth and it's going to have a lot of infrastructure and it's going to have a lot of people moving there. But if someone rings you up to buy up there because they're going to double your value on a property in southeast Queensland, be very careful.
Yeah, so for what Troy's talking about, we won't get stuck on that. But if you want to know what I got caught up in, Google my name and Radisson Main, they were sponsors of the West Tigers, and that'll tell you all the details there.
Yeah, no one out there Google my name.
Is Joel keeping you under wraps today?
Yeah, mate, you've got to go to about page 6 on that Googling for anything positive to come up for me.
Troy, what about the Olympics? What would you add? You know, being the host nation, you can add some Olympics sports, rather. What would you add?
Mate, I've always thought there's some sports there you wouldn't get out of bed to watch, but I've been watching it. I mean, you know, it's cool. I've been watching a bit of this World Championship darts there. Oh. Like in England, they don't care. There's no math. Yeah. Why bring darts into the Olympics?
Like it.
Well, over there, they drink too, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, you're allowed to drink and you have a mohawk. And I've been watching Snakebite, right? He's a Scottish guy with a big mohawk. He's a legend. It's a lot of skill in darts.
Hey,
I reckon we should throw darts. They're bringing breakdancing in for Paris next Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, you're losing that much weight. You'll be able to do that soon, Troy.
Well, down to a svelte 105, 108, you know, I'll be able to breakdance soon. I'll probably, you know, break something. But
What's your favourite ever Olympic moment?
Oh, mate. Well, barring Cathy Freeman, because that's everybody that's Australian, and it was just mesmerising. You take Cathy out. I think as a young school kid, it was like, There's Dean Lucan before he got peroxided hair and weighed 75 kilos and got the heavyweight gold medal. I mean, when he turned to a string bean and got blonde hair, I sort of went off him. But I reckon there was one that sort of stuck out, and I was a young guy at school. It was that Australian cycling team that was, it might have been the men's pursuit, was four guys right around, and they had speed walls made out of steel. And I remember the US, and this is in the America, it might have been 84 LA. And I remember the Americans had these things that were made in NASA, and these guys beat the Americans, and I just thought that was actually one for the good guys. That was when, you know, when we weren't overly gold, we didn't win that much, but these guys beat these guys that were superstars, and that was one that stuck out the most, I'd say.
My favourite was...
I remember one was Kevin Nichols. Go on.
No, keep going.
No, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done there.
Yeah, my favourite was 88, the Seoul Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben Johnson, right. The Canadian sprinter.
His eyes were popping out of his head.
If you go back and watch the footage on YouTube, you should watch him come off the blocks.
Yeah.
Usually you step off and sprint away. Like he springs off him.
Wow.
Like the power. And I love his quote after it when he got caught. He goes, "Yes, I cheated, but I was running in a fair race."
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Kieran Perkins was another great one from lane 8.
Oh, yes.
Like, everyone thought he was gone. Qualifies last, you know, defending champion from Barcelona in 92. And he come back to win that at Atlanta.
Well, you've got to ask. I mean, you've got to think, if China still hate us in 11 years, but block and change, will they boycott the Olympics? You know, well, the Olympics become passe because you can't give out gold. You have to give a gold blast as well because you're not allowed to celebrate success. Everybody's got to get a run. So a lot's going to happen in 11 years. I mean, look what's happened in the last 11 years. But, you know, there's a lot of geopolitical stuff that'll be, you know, the good thing about the Olympics, it brings everybody together. I just feel so, I think Tokyo had Olympics and they were cancelled, you know, in 1940 because of the war. They can't take a trick, the poor Japanese.
Yeah, it's been tough.
I mean, you guys are both athletes. Imagine, like, trying to perform to, you know, like a school athletics camp, well, less people than a school athletics camp. It's going to be tough for these guys.
Yeah, are athletes or were? I think that was the word you were looking for.
I don't think I was.
No.
Hey, elite athlete.
Now, Troy, your slogan is this: no more pretty shores around your home loans. You'll be certain. Call 9527-2230. You can also Google First Point Mortgage Brokers, who I most certainly endorse. Now, Troy, you're a proud supporter of our show, and we do appreciate that, but we never actually speak about your business. People are having challenging times at the moment. What are the type of people that you're helping out the most at the moment?
Well, mate, funnily enough, there's been plenty of first home buyers. This government first home loan deposit scheme has been massive for us. So we're putting a lot of people into the market. And you know, this week alone, there's about 8 that have bought properties, which is a fantastic result. We love doing that. But there's a lot of tradies that have had time on their hands this week. I mean, they're busy and they're usually on the tools and listening to you guys in the car coming home about now. But these guys are actually sitting down and planning for, you know, the week after next. This has been the longest week of their life. We've been helping them and look at their businesses and talking about what their cash flow requirements are, what their goals are, what they need their business to look like. So we've had time to have a lot of good conversations over Zoom and over the phone, which has been fantastic. And, you know, I probably should spruik some of the guys out there we deal with. There's, you know, Mike Nicholson at King Tides, one of the great supporters, and there's plenty of plumbers and electricians out there we deal with. But, you know, we've been having some really good conversations with those guys as well. Which is important.
Let's make this a fairly human too, Troy. You've got a great crew of people there. Just tell us one of your employees and tell us something about them, something quirky about them.
Well, mate, we've got Chrissy Pryor, and he's like the Rain Man of mortgages. There's nothing he has... He doesn't miss anything. He's just a machine. He gets in here. He's like Rain Man, but you can touch him and he's got a personality.
Yeah, he's
a legend. But, mate, he's a Trojan. But then you've got Jono and, you know, you've got Greg Killer Collins there. It's an eclectic group, but we're all pretty human, mate. And we've got some really good technology, but we put ourselves in between the technology. So you're not clicking a button. You're getting someone that actually cares. You know, we know a lot, but we know enough to care first. And we like to put our customers, you know, in better outcomes than they are currently in and save money. It makes us feel good about ourselves. And if you check our Google reviews, and I hate to do a spiel, it speaks for itself. But, yeah, as you know, I don't like to do a hard sell. We don't need to. I just like to get on there and let people know that we're here if we need them. And, you know, mortgage brokers are doing about 7 in 10 loans. So wherever you are, you should be dealing with a mortgage broker, because they've helped this market and helped these people save money over the last, you know, 15, 20 years. It's a fantastic industry, and jump behind it.
Now, well done, Troy. Well said, mate. We look forward to the next chat.
Legends, great chatting, Finchie.
See you, mate.
Catch you guys soon, eh? Have a good weekend, fellas.
There he is, Troy Phillips, First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty shores around your home loans. You'll be certain. Call 9527-2230. He said they deal with plenty of tradies. So, okay, listen up, all the Tylers. If you're a Tyler, Beaumont has over 110 stores with the best range of DTA tools, and you can win 25 grand's worth. Jump onto icanwin.com.au. Plenty of text messages still coming through about the icebergs. Parramatta hit a massive iceberg in 1998, led by 18-2 with 9 minutes to go. Dogs found another leg. I think the iceberg drowned the Eels that day. Yeah, that was tough. That was Halligan.
Yeah, talking about another iceberg, South Sydney in 89 were minor premiers.
Yes.
Lost first two rounds, bounced out, never made the finals again to 2008.
That's right. Oh,
that's an iceberg and a half.
That's an iceberg and a half. That's the way. Keep them coming through. Many, many people thanking Steve-O from Dapto, Stewie from Newey, Shane in Winoona, Pedro the Rooster, many, many people back to Fletchie's WBW. So well done there. By the way, while
that's
we're doing
perfect
that.
Perfect timing too, and a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Into the weekend.
I'll give the listeners a couple of WBWs as well. I think Billy Smith, as I said, in what world does he not score tonight on that left-hand side? And
Tommy likes that one.
Miss Albania tomorrow, Caulfield Race 4 tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. So if you had a little win there, gamble responsibly, of course, but that's the way I'll be doing it. A good book, lads. This is Going to Hurt by Adam Kay. Won't regret it. No name on that one. So it's called, I might write that down, This is Going to Hurt by Adam Kay. Thank you very much. Throw your name on it next time. We'll appreciate that. 1300-01-1170 is the way to get involved. Next up, we're going to share our Friday frustrations and also discuss which NRL players and teams and athletes, for that matter, should be feeling good this week. So coming up next, hit us on the text line. Hit us who the icebergs are. Also hit us with your Friday frustrations. You can call us if you like. 1300-01-1170 is the way to do that. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai and the great man, Brett Finch.